This is your Paragon News Update for November 11th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. An Oakwood man was hospitalized Thursday morning after being pinned for approximately 45 minutes in a two-vehicle accident a mile west of Canton. According to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, 78-year-old Harry Weil was transported by air to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City, where he was admitted in stable condition with a leg injury. OHP says a 2014 Freightliner driven by 46-year-old Kendra Pummel of Woodward failed to yield from a private drive at State Highway 51 and County Road N2470 and pulled out in front of the 2008 Chevrolet Uplander driven by Weil. The collision report stated that the pickup struck the semi in the back duals of the trailer at 5:30 a.m. Pummel was not injured in the crash. The conditions of both drivers are listed as normal on the report, while the case of the collision is still under investigation. David Warden of Norman was recently presented the 2021 Southwestern Oklahoma State University College of Pharmacy Outstanding Pharmacy Alumnus Award on the Weatherford campus. The Outstanding Pharmacy Alumnus Award is presented to a Swazoo Pharmacy graduate who has demonstrated exceptional support of the College of Pharmacy and outstanding personnel achievements in the pharmacy profession. Originally from Wynnewood, Warden graduated from Swazoo in 1979 with a pharmacy degree. He has been a leader in the pharmacy profession as well as community and volunteer endeavors. Upon Swazoo graduation, he worked at various pharmacies in Wynnewood, Davis, and Ardmore. Since 2000, he has been working with the Oklahoma City VA healthcare system, where he has been recognized as Supervisor Manager of the Year. He has been a member of the Board of Directors for the Pharmacy Foundation since 2013, most recently serving as President. He was a founding member of the Swazoo Pharmacy Alumni Association Council, serving as president and now chair of the recent Graduates Committee. In 2015, he was recognized by the Swazoo College of Pharmacy with the Brandy Alumni Award. Through Swazoo Pharmacy Career Day events, he has recruited and mentored numerous Swazoo Pharmacy students and graduates. Warden is a lifetime member of the Southwestern Pharmacy Alumni Association. Airports and roads may seem jam-packed this year, as AAA predicts 53.4 million people nationwide to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. That is up 13% from last year, and high gasoline prices aren't stopping Americans from hitting the road. AAA says that means highways and interstates in Oklahoma will have more traffic than usual for the holiday weekend. Airports in Oklahoma City, Lawton, and Tulsa will also see more customers taking advantage of slightly lower prices. AAA reports it is the highest single-year increase in Thanksgiving travel in 16 years. AAA says this brings travel volumes within 5% of pre-pandemic levels in 2019, with air travel almost completely recovering from its dramatic fall during the pandemic. That's up 80% over last year. As restrictions continue to lift and consumer confidence builds, AAA urges travelers to be proactive when making their travel plans this upcoming holiday season. Senior Vice President of AAA Travel, Paula Twidell, told Oklahoma Energy Today that now that the borders are open and new health and safety guidelines are in place, travel is once again high on the list for Americans this holiday season. With 6.4 million more people traveling this Thanksgiving, coupled with the recent opening of the U.S. borders to fully vaccinated international travelers, people should prepare for roads and airports to be noticeably more crowded, according to AAA. In state news, there's been a homicide in Bethany. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Morano has that.
Word comes from the OSBI that agents were called to 29th Terrace and Peniel last night, where a person had been murdered. The OSBI says a suspect was taken into custody. That's all the information that has been released as of yet. I'm Marco Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at 81.25. That's down 9 cents. Brent crude at 82.66, up 2 pennies. Natural gas at 5.13. That's up 0.25. Recapping our top story, an Oakwood man hospitalized after being involved in a two-vehicle accident in Blaine County. Once again, your Paragon News update for November 11th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atho.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20-30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.